same, the story appeared in the New York Times. It's a story that's headlined, if I have the headline right, some small businesses got $1 relief loans. This has to do with the Paycheck Protection Program that occurred earlier this year. And I guess what a second round is being talked about at some point. So it goes this way. The Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, was a lifeline for millions of small businesses brutalized by the pandemic. Over a four-month span, the government program distributed $523 billion in forgivable loans to more than 5 million companies. The average company got just over $100,000. And then there were the roughly 300 businesses that received loans of $99 or less. For example, a woman who runs a thrift shop in New Jersey got $27. A baker and caterer in Oregon collected $96. The founder of a record label in Arkansas got $78. And a woman, a chiropractor in Texas, received a loan for just $1. That was Paycheck Protection. As far as it,
$1.
It worked out. You know, reasons why. Well, good question. Again, from the New York Times, the tiny sums, it says here, illustrated how the relief program's hastily constructed rules sometimes led to absurd outcomes. And this New York Times person, or whoever was combining to write it, again, I just have the New York Times attribution. I don't have who's responsible for
it. I think Stacy Cowley.
Oh, did you find something on that?
Yep.
Oh, good, good. Thank you, thank you. You went directly to the source. I tried, but I was blocked, and I wasn't going to.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No, nothing like the subscriptions.
You're a better man than I am.
A couple quick updates have been inserted here.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? We got to some important weather stuff going on.
Mount Pleasant schools are now closed for the day. That's Mount Pleasant now closed for the day, and Everett also now closed for the day.
All right. Just an example as we continue to have those cautionary notes about what's happening with some of the weather. And the concern is, you know, with these loans that were given out, it says here the concern is that some of these loans might be poised to repeat as lending is scheduled to begin next week on a second round of loans to businesses. It says Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses retain their employees through what lawmakers anticipated would be a short disruption. But sole proprietors, you know, the self-employed entrepreneurs,
right,
including freelancers and gig workers, as they call them, were an afterthought and weren't eligible to apply for loans in the program's first week. And when the program did expand to include them, the government created an alternative set of rules that blocked those individuals from receiving loans unless their businesses were shown to be profitable. That restriction did not apply to larger companies. Let me repeat that. Again, if you were a small business, a sole proprietor, the rule was that you had to be profitable. That restriction did not apply to larger companies, meaning that unprofitable companies were eligible as long as they had salaried employees. And thus, that's where some of the larger loans went, and what was ever left over went to the really small guys. Which, as the New York Times says, sole proprietorships are the most common business structures in America, accounting for around 26 million businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's according to IRS data. Many are sidelines. Workers pick up an occasional freelance project to collect royalties reported on their taxes as a business income, but millions of people rely on their business income as their primary sources of support. As a financial planner in California said, who worked with several clients, what's payroll for a solo entrepreneur? It was created in almost a fog of war, this Paycheck Protection Program, and lots of scattershot things that are in it. So how about that? I had no clue. I mean, I was aware of what was going on with PPP, but I didn't understand how the rules worked. I obviously myself, not a business person who had to apply for it, so I wasn't getting you heard about it. And I knew that some were getting more, and I didn't know what the rules were, but to know that the small businesses, the sole proprietors, were in such a position. I'm not sure how I'd react if I know some of the people that were listed in the story here talked about one guy. He said he was so fed up. One guy, he got a self-employed trucker, got a $17 loan. He said it was
$17.
He said he felt like it was a slap in the face, and he sent it right back.
That's what I would do. It's almost as if they cannot afford better lobbyists.
Well, yeah, yeah. Who's their voice? You know?
Nobody. Really?
But yet, you know, there's a celebration all the time of, you know, the small business
of
person.
Of course.
And how many times have we said and we have advocated, and it's come from on high, about needing to support your local businesses, your small businesses, and advocating to shop local and all that other kind of good stuff that's going on. There was one other thing I wanted to mention here. It had to do with the SBA program. Some sole proprietors who got little or no aid from the Paycheck Protection Program were helped by other government relief programs. It says many were qualified for expanded unemployment benefits.
Yeah, right.
So there was some help. But unlike those PPP loans, those unemployment benefits have to be repaid or taxed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
yeah, that's why I think many have been advocating that it's time that small businesses receive some major help. They have to get it. This is through no fault of their own. They didn't cause the pandemic.
No, and this goes back to everything that kind of went out the door when it came to what was going on with how certain programs were going to be administered or monies were going to be distributed.
So sole proprietors, are we talking like Uber drivers or people who deliver food? What is that,
DoorDash or something like that? Yeah, as long as you consider yourself in whatever mm-hmm. position that you are in, that is the situation.
Huh.
How that got overlooked in the first place. And that's, again, the New York Times, as it says here.
Do you have 10 minutes? I could tell you how.
Sole proprietors were an afterthought.
Yeah.
As much as we are glad a lot of small businesses did receive some help and such, and we know many that did, and a lot of places that did, it'd be nice to know that the really small, those, again, 26 million businesses are considered sole proprietorships.
Right.
You know, if it was 2 million, that'd be one thing. 26 million, wow.
And that's how you realize that they are an important part of the economy.
Yep. Well, it's often said, as much as, you know, we acknowledge and know the important resource that large businesses, they can employ a lot of people,
right.
And they, isn't it always said that the small businesses make up more of the employment than the big businesses? Anyway, just so you know, it's from the New York Times. Well, perhaps I'll put a link up on the story and let you decide whether or not you want to.
No, I'd say absolutely. Go in there and read it, and that way when Congress and the new president are creating more loans here, because that's what it looks like is going to happen.
Yeah, they talk about
in
a second
future,
round.
In the spring, you're paying attention and let your congressmen know and your senators know.
Now, there's a good way to support your small businesses.
Yeah.
Be a voice for them.
That's right.